Debbie, well, we'll do the formal name, Deborah Wooten Williams.
Okay, Deborah.
Or then you can also YouTube me on just Debbie Wooten.
Yeah, we can keep it black, Debbie Wooten.
Debbie Wooten, that's right, woot woot.
All right, this has been another great episode of What's Life Without Laughter. I'd like to thank our beautiful guest, Miss Debbie Wooten, for coming in the studio, taking out her busy time. We know she have a show coming up. Again, we'll be here every third Wednesday, of course. Please, if you can, go to kboo.fm and tune in and look at all the good things we have offering to this fundraiser. Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
Coming to you from the studios of KBOO Radio in Portland, Oregon, this is Free Culture Radio. I'm Doug McVeigh. Free Culture Radio is an examination of drugs, drug cultures, and the ineluctable, indelible, and indispensable influence of drugs on society. Free Culture Radio neither promotes the use of any drugs, nor condemns people for being involved in drugs. To the extent that drug use presents problems for individuals or society, those problems are made worse and more intractable when drug users are treated as others and ignored, stigmatized, and even brutalized. On this installment of Free Culture Radio, it's Wine Part 2. Today we're looking at a new phenomenon, the urban winery. And my guest is Renee Neely at Hip Chicks Do Wine. Renee, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Very cool. How did Hip Chicks get started?
Well, basically, Hip Chicks got started with a trip actually out to Oregon wine country. Laurie and I actually like to do a lot of wine touring on the weekends, and we basically fell in love with the Oregon wine industry and thought that might be something that we would like to do. So in order to figure that out, we basically got jobs, part-time jobs, out in tasting rooms out in the valley, and then also went to a local community school, Chemeketa Community College, and basically learned that we didn't want to grow grapes, that we really wanted to make wine. So basically, we started out with a 10-year plan, and that evolved into a 5-year to a 2-year to why the heck don't we just go ahead and start this?
Now, urban wineries are... they're a relatively new phenomenon. Wineries have been around for a couple thousand years, so relatively new is, maybe not the best way to put it. How long ago did you open?
Well, we opened back in 1999, and at that time, we were the only urban winery here in Portland. Since then, there's basically at least 20 urban wineries in the Portland city limits. So relatively, yeah, you're right, new, 18 years ago. There have been urban wineries before us, but they have since, of course, shut down even before we opened.
So we're here at your winery. It's in an industrial part of southeast Portland near the last working rail yard in the city. This is the kind of place you'd have something like this. Nice tall ceilings, plenty of space. What kind of response did you get from the idea of opening up a thing like this?
I'm a little bit of shock, I know, first of all, that we wanted to do an urban winery. It just made sense to us because we didn't want to commute. We wanted to make the grapes do the commuting. We weren't going to grow any grapes, so it made perfect sense for us. Back in 1999, I think, partially people thought we were kind of weird because we weren't out in... wine country itself, and also for the name, of course, because we're trying to have a little bit too much fun. Back then, people took their wine very seriously. So people have loosened up here in the last 10 years, which has been good.
Now, how do folks in the industry view this urban winery thing?
They like it. In fact, it's been copied a lot in a lot of other cities or towns. Basically, we started it up here, and since then there is like urban wineries in McMinnville and also Roseburg. So
urban centers.
Yeah, you're right. So I think that it's something that people once say that we did it and we were successful at it, they definitely took that to heart and thought, hey, I can do this. if you can do it, then I can do this.
We were just talking a moment ago, the idea of buying grapes from someone else, that's not exactly new. I mean, people do that, right?
Oh, absolutely. Probably every winery here in Oregon, except for maybe one or two, buy at least some of their grapes. When you see that vineyard out front, that's not all of the grapes for that particular winery or vineyard. So they have to supplement, too, from other people that just grow grapes. They also may raise chickens. They also may, you know, raise cows or grow grass seed. Grapes happen to be one of the crops that they choose to do.
Right on. Are there some vineyards that don't produce wine themselves? Or if they have a vineyard, do they probably produce some?
You know what? There are a lot of people that just grow grapes. Yeah. I mean, there's people out there that we know actually a couple of people that we do buy grapes from. They just, grapes is one of the crops that they choose to have. So they don't make their wine at all.
Hmm. It's interesting stuff. I mean, I found out about this phenomenon less than a decade ago and, you know, thought, wow, that's amazing. And then realized, oh my gosh, there are a few of them. You even have, there's about a dozen, two dozen, how many are in Portland area?
There's actually over 20 right now. Some do share space, Southeast Wine Collective, Urban Crush. They actually house different wineries besides themselves. So as many as like 10 people are making their wine at Southeast Wine Collective. So with that 20, you know, a lot of really, really small producers, like around 500 cases or, you know, 1,000 cases, nothing that's super huge.
The and full disclosure, my partner and I are members of your wine club. You do wonderful events, and Marjorie, my fiance, really wanted me to ask you about the way that you've built community here. I mean, was that an intentional kind of a thing, or is it just a thing that happened?
I think it actually happened really around, well, about the time we opened, it really was a sense of community because we basically held a lot of the business association. Back then, there was a Brooklyn Business Association, and we wanted to become part of that right away because we wanted to be part of the neighborhood. Our kid went to school up the street. Our kid goes to high school down the street. So basically, he has grown up here, so definitely we wanted to be a part of the community right away. And so I think especially once we started our wine club, that was back in 2006, the sense of community has just really grown because we have a lot of wine club members that have been in our wine club for a very long time, like over 6 years. Like 70 people in our wine club, which is basically unheard of in other wine clubs. People usually jet out like after the first year. So I think with that longevity of that many people, we definitely have a sense of community.
And it's not just the events that you have here, which, I mean, you have some lovely events, wonderful music, and your food is tremendous. You also do some outreach, and you mentioned your son. You and Lori just said a moment ago she's about to make dinner for 30 and your boosters for your kids' football team.
Oh yeah,
that's I think this is brilliant. Do they does wine ever enter the equation?
Actually, there is. We actually do a fundraiser once a year in the spring that is actually 50% of the wine sales from that night go back to the Booster Club. So we invite another winery, and they're gracious enough where they give half of their sales too back to the Booster Club. So yes, we do have a big fun thing. It costs like, I want to say, about $15. Then you get to try like at least 6 different wines, and just know that half of that money is just going right back to the football club.
That's the kind of neighborhood community that's sort of building. That's because you also do other stuff. I mean, you've been producing wines for Pride for the last ten years.
But this was actually our 11th year to be the wine sponsor for Pride. So what happens is we make a limited amount of 3 different wines: Out and Proud White, Loud and Proud Red, and then Sappho Sweet Delight. And we donate all of that wine to the bars. So whenever you buy a glass of wine or any alcohol at Pride, you're actually giving right back to Pride Northwest, because all that all that product is donated. Also, with our sales of those bottles, we actually donate 15% back to Pride Northwest as well.
You are listening to Free Culture Radio. I'm your host, Doug McVeigh. My guest is Renee Neely from Hip Chicks Do Wine, located in Southeast Portland. We're talking about urban wineries. Well, it's so.
And you are listening to Doug McVeigh's wonderful show, Free Culture Radio, here on KABU Community Radio, where we are in the midst of our fall membership drive. That's right, our fall membership drive. And it is a great time for you to join us at 877-500-5266. I'm Ani. I'm here with Vincent. And we are here with, a few dozen of our closest friends here in the mighty KABU studios, where we are asking you to stop what you're doing for just a moment and think about your connection to community and what KABU provides you each day and every day. When you tune in and you hear great shows like this, or Life, What's Life Without Laughter, or the evening news locally produced by a cadre of volunteers trained here in our studios, how do we do all that? We do it because you, our listeners, fund us. Go ahead and be one of those folks right now. Step to the phone and dial 877-500-5266. Can you be a hero for KABU? Can you give a dollar a day? Think about that. $30 a month. It sounds like kind of a lot of money, but think about what a dollar a day brings you when you invest it in your community, and call 877-500-5266.
Thank you, Ani. Yes, we do have some wonderful, beautiful volunteers down here. It's just a big family. We're all together here waiting for your phone calls. In fact, you can come down and join us even for a cup of coffee if you like. We'd love to have you come down to KABU and see and feel the energy that's going on here. If you're out there listening tonight and you're already a member, thank you so much for being a part of KABU. It's because of your contributions and your membership that keeps us on the air 24/7. And that is what KABU is 24/7. We're your voice at night, even in the early mornings. And we can do that because of your contributions. And if you're not a member yet, like Ani said, just stop for a moment and think about the investment and the opportunity that you will be providing not only your community, but for yourself as well. You can come down and be a part of this. You really can. We want you to be here with us.
Absolutely, because we know we're stronger together, and that's really the key. That is the key of community radio. We are all stronger than the sum of our parts, and we add all that we have in here and create amazing radio, great programs that bring us together, that inform us, that inspire us, be it informational programs, cultural programs, music programs, art programs. We even have poetry shows, you know, because we know that we are complex beings and we need all of this to be healthy, social, and connected. 877-500-5266 is, in fact, the number that you call. And I was suggesting that you might give $30 a month, becoming a hero, giving a dollar a day for KABU. And, you know, when you do that, we would love to thank you. We would love to thank you with this gift that has been made available, and that's a beer-making class at the Portland U-Brew. Ingredients are included. It is for between 1 and 7 people, so you can invite your friends along with you. The class involves making 15 gallons of beer, which will be split up amongst the attendees of that class. And that was donated by Portland U-Brew, and you can get that as your thank you gift when you call 877-500-5266. You can do that in $30 a month sustaining membership, which you can have coming from your credit card or your checking account, so that it's an automatic thing you don't have to worry about. You just set it up right now and know that you are doing a lot to keep your community strong and together, and supporting community radio. 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm. I also want to remind you, for everyone that calls today, you will be entered in a drawing for a prize. Today's drawing is for Creative Body Art. You can win a $200 gift certificate from Skeleton Key Tattoo in Portland. We're offering a new prize every day of the drive. You can call 877-500-5266 now to be entered for a chance to win, or go to kboo.fm for rules and restrictions, and you can read all about it there. But the important thing to do is to take the time right now to make the call, 877-500-5266, because you know that KABU brings you so much. We bring you news that's relevant. We bring you shows that inspire. We bring you shows that go deep into different communities. We have so many communities intersecting here at KABU so that we can keep us informed of each other's perspectives. And you, dear listener, you can benefit from all of these different perspectives coming together so you can create your own analysis of this complex world in which we live. And you know that KABU is a very important part of that media diet. So this is your chance to go ahead and close that loop, reciprocate, and give back to the community that gives you so much. Give us a call right now at 877-500-5266. Help us reach the goal for this program. We're looking to raise $500 before 7 o'clock, and with your help right now, we can do it. 877-500-5266.
Talking to a winemaker. This is I said on a show a while back that one of my favorite grapes that people are not so aware of is Viognier. I'm probably pronouncing it badly, but that grape with a V. It's not well known, no. But it's a wonderful little wine. You have a Viognier.
Yes, we do. Viognier is actually a Rhone varietal, which means it's a southern French varietal. It really likes warm climates, so it grows really well down in southern Oregon. It's relatively new to them. I think within the last 5 years, people have figured out that some of these Rhone French varietals grow really well down there in that nice warm climate. So I think within that, you know, the last 5 years, some of these lesser known varietals have been picked up by people and made, and people really enjoy them.
Yeah, I mean, I encountered it in a blend that another, I think, from the Edgefield Winery some time back, and just realized that it was just really tasty. Mm-hmm. And you have some other ones too that, I mean, Muscat is a grape that not a lot of people have a weird opinion of, sure, because they think Muscatel and the cheap kind of. You make a Muscat that I have never had anything pair with a curry better than the Muscat I picked up here. What are some of the other varieties you have that maybe people aren't so familiar with? I mean, obviously there's the Pinot Gris and the Pinot Noir. Right. I mean, everybody, bloody right, their cousin has that.
Well, we definitely like Noir Saint Roussanne, again, is another French Rhone varietal, two French varietals that we produce here. And also Tempranillo, which is a Spanish varietal that, again, likes that warmer climate. Tempranillo is fun because it's almost like Pinot Noir's older, better-looking brother. It's kind of like Pinot Noir with attitude. So it's a fun one. People really like it, and it's, you know, just some different varietals. I think that's what we want to do, is focus on some different varietals maybe people haven't heard of, and also because our wine club pushes us to try these new varietals because they want to try new things as well. So it's a great opportunity for us to, like, put that out there in front of them. If they like it, we'll make it again.
Let's go back to urban wineries for a minute, because I think that that's a there's more than 20 here in the Portland area. Do you think that number's going to grow?
Absolutely, it's going to grow. It's growing every day. We actually have like three more that just moved into a space. So yeah, I think it's just going to be a growing phenomenon of where people. There's a lot of small producers. Let's just say this in general. Oregon itself is growing at an awesome pace of just wineries in general. So there's a lot of small producers, a lot of new producers that are coming online every day, every year. I mean, we were bonded winery 300-something, and now there's like over 900 wineries. And that was 18 years ago. So grown exponentially. This is also a really young industry. Let's look at this. I mean, the wine industry here in Oregon has literally been around for the last 50 years. That's it. So we're just getting into it, I think.
Okay, bonded winery, that's different from virtual winery. Those are folks who are just like buying juice. Are you familiar with the virtual winery?
Well, the virtual winery would basically, you're making wine under somebody else's license. So that is what that means. So they're actually, you know, you're making wine, but yeah, doing it under somebody else's license. So
a little more. It's a bit more than just a vanity thing, slapping a label on something someone else.
It could be. Yeah, I mean that's just it. It's a pretty virtual winery is pretty loose for all sorts of things. You could be, you know, buying juice or, you know, just buying bulk wine or just buying, you know, shiners from somebody, which means basically unlabeled wine, and slap your label on it. Sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
What do you find people are drinking these days? What kind of things are people picking up?
Well, our most popular wines are actually our red blends. People really love those. We have a red blend called Drop Dead Red, which is equal parts Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, and Tempranillo. Nice smooth red blend. It's been hands down one of our most popular wines, and we've been making it for 15 years. So people know what to get. You know, it's the same every time. And also our Wine Bunny Rouge, which is actually a fun little blend that's never the same blend twice. It's a 4 or 5 different varietals. It's always got a little spicy finish to it. So definitely our blends are the most popular wines here.
Do you find the so you got the one blend that you manage consistency, but the other blend you give it a little bit of a
zhuzh it up every time. It always has a nice spicy finish. Right now it's a blend of Pinot Noir, Zinfandel, Tempranillo, and I think that's it. Yeah. So
is that sort of just like depends on the mood you're in that particular season? Or?
Well, yeah, I think so. It's also what we get from each season and the different barrels we go through, and we trial the barrels and we just earmark ones that were like, this would be perfect in this blend. It's nice and fruity. This has this sort of finish, or, you know, so definitely it is a very calculated blend, if you will. It's not just all the leftovers.
Now, most of your grapes come from Oregon. You get some from Washington.
We actually source all of our grapes from Oregon right now. We work with 6 different growers all up and down the I-5 corridor right now. Some years we do dip into Washington, but it's been a good like 5 or 6 years since that. So,
right on. Yeah. So when I pulled up, I saw the barrels out front. Are you in between? What's happening with the barrels?
Well, outside we're just getting ready for a harvest. It's basically what's happening. Everything's getting like steamed out, cleaned out, rinsed out, and, you know, getting ready for the grapes to come in, because certain people are already picking right now here in Oregon. Absolutely, in the Willamette Valley. Yes, we are not going to get any fruit in until around the beginning of October. So it's just, you know, everybody's in that mode of like, if they're not already crushing, they're getting ready to do that.
Wow. And then, and so it goes from the crush to the processing. How long does it take for wine to be, this is a terrible question, but I got to ask, how long does it take for wine to be ready? And if you say we'll serve no wine before it's time, I think we'll be in violation of a copyright somewhere.
At least. Well, it really depends on the varietal. So with white wines, generally about a year. 6 months to a year, depending on the style of wine that you're making. Reds can be anywhere from 8 months to like 5 years, depending on the winemaker style. Some people like to age theirs longer. Some people like to get it turned around and get it right in the bottle and make a light, fruitier style wine, so it's not as much barrel aging. So it's kind of all over the board.
Now the crowd's doubled here, so I'm guessing that you're going to be called away to get some actual work out of you. So do you have any? Give me some closing thoughts.
Closing thoughts about urban wineries. I know that urban wineries are here to stay. I think it's a growing phenomenon. I think it's interesting that it actually has really grown within the last 5 years. Again, we were here. We were the only one for the longest time, and then other people actually did move into Portland. And I think, because that was back in 2006, so generally we were here by ourselves for the longest time.
Has it accelerated? Now that you mentioned it, have you seen it accelerate recently?
Absolutely. Like we said, within the last 5 years, most of these wineries have opened up. Laurie actually started the PDX Urban Winery Association, so there's 14 of us, 14, 15 of us, they're actually are marketing ourselves as PDX, you know, as a destination place. You don't have to go out to wine country to go wine tasting. You can try a whole world of wines just right here in Portland.
PDX Urban Wine Association. Tell me about that.
Well, it's a group of 14 different wineries that were formed back about 6 years ago. And we have a nice little passport map of where you get a, you know, go around, try the different wines at different wineries and that sort of thing. We market ourselves together. We have a two PDX Urban Winery like events, if you will, where we get all of the wineries together in one area, one room or whatever, and you get to try like two or three different wines from each particular different winery, and that happens in December, and it also happens again in May, which is Oregon Wine Month.
Now, does it have a website?
Oh, yeah, pdxurbanwineries.com.
pdxurbanwineries.com. Very cool. I'll have to post a link.
I know.
Because that's, I say, it's, and you've been at this for not quite 2 decades, but still.
Yeah. It's 18 years.
18 years. Wow. Wow. What did you do before this?
Oh, I was actually a barista, if you will. I worked in the coffee industry for 10 years. I was the best barista at Portland back in 1995.
From coffee to wine, it's, I suppose, it's a natural evolution, really.
Yeah, probably.
Morning drink to, another morning drink, really. But that's being a little too honest. Okay, Renee Neely. Again, I've been speaking with Renee Neely from Hip Chicks Do Wine. She and her partner, Lori Lewis, have a winery down just off of Holgate in the industrial part of Portland. It is, it's a lovely little space. And, it's not that little. It's a lovely space. And Renee, thank you so much for all your time.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Well, that's it for this edition of Free Culture Radio. I want to thank my guest, Renee Neely, from Hip Chicks Do Wine in Portland, Oregon. Many thanks to our engineer. And thanks especially to you, dear listener, for your support. You make it all worth it. Free Culture Radio is produced at the studios of KBOO Radio in Portland, Oregon. Free Culture Radio has a Facebook page. It's facebook.com/KBOO Free Culture Radio. Please give it a like. You can find links there to past shows, announcements about upcoming programs and events, and other stuff like news items that might be of interest. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm at Doug McVeigh. We'll be back in a month to continue our examination of drugs, drug cultures, and the influence of drugs on society. Thanks again for listening. I'm Doug McVeigh. Good night.
You're listening to KBOO Portland, and we just finished listening to Doug and his really creative program talking about drug culture in our country. 877-500-5266 is the number to call if you love this kind of programming, if you're thankful for Doug and T6, who was on just before Doug, and the kind of programming that they bring here to KBOO, your community radio station. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. You can also go online at kboo.fm to donate. And we have an amazing drawing today. I actually have Vincent with me.
We do, Del.
And tell us about the drawing.
Yeah, Del. Actually, this is exciting. So every day of the drive, we are actually offering a new prize. If you call in 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm. And today's drawing is actually a $200 gift certificate from Skeleton Key Tattoo in Portland. So if you call in, that will enter you into the drawing. Or if you go to kboo.fm, and you can enter there and also get rules and restrictions. So, some amazing program this evening. I know I've been educated immensely so far, which I always do when I listen to KBOO and being a part of this. And we offer such wonderful, diverse programming. I am also the discussion on wine. I'm so proud to come from a state that we have some of the best wines in the world, actually, and we're able to actually talk about those here with you tonight. Just call it again if you're listening. You're a member. Thank you so much for your contributions. And remember, renew your membership. Still continue to be a part of us here at KBOO. We need you. We will always need you here. If you're not a member, you're listening in. You obviously are a part of the community, but. Come in and be vested. Be vested as a member. Just $1 a day. Think about that. And call in to 877-500-5266 and, become a member. Become a part of this collective, which is also an independent voice, which is wonderful, too.
I love, thank you, Vincent, for the $1 a day, because I think it's a really awesome amount to think about. $1 a day would result in about, $30 a month that you would share to KBOO, and that ongoing amount will help sustain this radio station. I think this is what's amazing, is that what you contribute, the small amount, just builds up, because it's over 5,000 of us that build towards it, and more growing. Our community is growing because what we build together is tremendous. It's incredible. We give access. You give access through donating to KBOO to the rest of the community. It really is a gift that's ongoing and that just never stops. 877-500-5266 is the number for you to call right now to make your contribution to your radio station. Because as Vincent said, you are a part of the community already. This is your community. We are doing this together. And now is time when you also make your contribution. You become a part of the whole. We really are looking for all of us to support this amazing radio station. 877-500-5266. And with maybe a dollar a month, you might be able to do that. Maybe a dollar a day is too much for you. A dollar a month, we will accept as well. There's just so many different ways that you can support KBOO, and there's always one right way for you. And when you call, our volunteers can support you in finding what's that. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. You may also go online to kboo.fm/donate, and you can give there. And while you're there, maybe listen to past interviews, past shows, and you know, other episodes from Free Culture Radio. I'm Del. I'm here with Vincent. We're here to remind you, this is the KBOO membership drive, and you are a part of it. 877-500-5266 or kboo.fm. Next will be Combined Culture Radio.
The time is 7 o'clock. You were listening to KBOO Portland.
Davey D hanging out with you. First of all, I want to thank everybody who's been listening to KBOO, KBOO. I appreciate that very, very much. I appreciate all those who have supported our show, Hard Knock Radio. What we want you to do is be an active listener and be a part of this community, to be a part of this radio station, to be a counter to the corporate dictates that often determine programming on big commercial radio. 877-500-5266. Let me say that slowly. 877-500-5266. This is your opportunity to hold us accountable. This is your opportunity to